Okay, so you're here and you're thinking about your WordPress website and how to keep it secure. And I bet firewalls have come up, right?
Sure.
Like it seems like that's a really important part of keeping a website safe.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do in this deep dive is we're going to really like unpack firewalls for WordPress. And we've got a bunch of information that we're going to go through. And our goal here is not to bog you down with all the technical details, but we're going to get to the core of what you need to know. What are the benefits? What are the downsides? What kinds of firewalls are out there, and how do they specifically relate to WordPress?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so like at the most basic level, like what is a firewall?
So a firewall, it's like
If I'm thinking about my WordPress website, is this like a physical device that I'm gonna buy
That
a
kind of
plug-in, or is this like,
usually not for your WordPress website itself.
okay.
So think of it more as a system that is constantly monitoring all the data that is trying to interact with your website
Okay.
or the server that your website lives on.
Gotcha.
And at a basic level, it's like having this virtual wall
Okay.
with kind of controlled entry points.
Okay, a virtual wall.
In cyberspace. And this wall operates based on a set of rules to determine what network traffic is allowed in and what's kept out.
Okay, so it's actively looking for stuff.
It is constantly monitoring and looking for anything that's out of the ordinary.
Okay.
For example, it can detect things like malicious software,
Okay.
viruses, worms that are trying to communicate with other systems,
Hmm.
or even unusual activity from programs that might be trying to access the internet
Oh.
without a legitimate reason.
Okay, so those things that you just mentioned, viruses, worms, what are all those?
Those are all types of harmful software,
Okay.
often with different ways that they spread and cause harm.
Okay.
A lot of times we think of viruses as things that spread through email attachments
Okay.
or downloads.
Okay.
But worms, they can actually self-replicate
Oh,
and
wow.
spread across networks.
Gotcha.
So that's why it's really important to have something that's watching for that kind of behavior.
So the firewall is like monitoring for that,
Absolutely.
and it can actually stop some of that stuff.
It can't. So by having those pre-configured rules in place,
Okay.
the firewall can identify and block known malicious traffic patterns before they even reach your website.
Okay.
So if someone's trying to exploit a weakness that's been seen before, the firewall
Right.
might recognize the signature of that attack
Right.
and prevent it from connecting.
And this is all happening behind the scenes.
Yes, all this is happening automatically
Oh
in the
my.
background.
So as a WordPress user, like I don't need to be
You don't need to be constantly monitoring it.
actively like looking at logs all the time or anything.
Exactly.
Okay.
But importantly, if a website that's protected by a firewall does experience an attack, the logs that the firewall maintains,
Okay.
which is essentially a record of all the traffic that's been going in and out,
Yeah.
it can be incredibly helpful for tracing the source of the problem.
Okay, so it can help us figure out like where the attack came from
Yes,
and
and
what
it's
happened.
like a detective trail.
Okay, great. So it sounds like firewalls are great.
They're an important part of security.
Yeah. But the information that we've gathered says there are also some downsides.
There are.
So it's not like a perfect solution.
No security measure is perfect, and firewalls have their limitations.
Okay.
One key consideration is that if the rules are set too restrictively,
Okay.
if that virtual wall becomes too tight, it can actually interfere with normal operations.
Okay, so it's like having.
It's like locking all your doors and windows.
Right.
And boarding them up.
Right. Nobody can get in.
Nobody can get in, but you also can't get out.
Right. You're stuck.
Exactly.
Okay.
So legitimate programs might not function correctly,
Right.
or even your own access to certain online services could be blocked.
Okay.
So it's really a balancing act.
Okay.
And WordPress security is about a layered and coordinated approach,
Okay.
not just stacking individual tools.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's not just about the firewall. It's about other things working together.
Exactly.
Okay. And this balancing act also extends to like the companies that provide our internet access and that host our websites.
Absolutely. They
Huh.
are on the front lines of managing this balance for a large number of users.
Right, 'cause they have so many,
People.
they have tons of customers
Yes.
all using their services.
And they have to make sure that all their customers can get where they need to go,
Right.
but they also have to protect everything.
threats, exactly.
So they need to implement firewalls that protect their overall infrastructure from widespread threats while still allowing their customers to have the access they need.
Gotcha. So they're trying to strike that balance.
They are. They're walking that tightrope.
Right. And it's probably like at a higher level
it is.
Than what we're talking about for our individual WordPress websites.
Yes. It's typically a much more robust solution that's integrated at the network level and often managed by your hosting provider.
Okay, so let's talk about the different types of firewalls. We've got hardware firewalls and we've got software firewalls.
That's right.
So like what's the difference between those?
So think of it in terms of where the firewall is implemented.
Okay.
Hardware firewalls are often integrated directly into physical network devices.
Okay.
Such as the routers used by internet service providers and web hosting companies.
Okay.
They're generally very robust
and
can handle significant amounts of network traffic.
Okay.
Providing a strong perimeter defense for an entire network.
Okay.
However, they often require specialized expertise to configure and manage effectively.
Mm. Okay, so that's like the big, powerful.
Yes, that's the industrial strength.
Right.
Yeah, the heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, that's what my hosting company is probably taking care of.
Most likely, yes.
Okay, what about software firewalls?
So software firewalls are programs that are installed on individual computers.
Okay.
Or in the context of web servers, they could be implemented through software configurations.
Okay.
You might be familiar with security suites from companies like Norton or McAfee, which typically include a software firewall component to protect your personal computer.
Okay.
So if you have software like that running on your computer, it's providing a layer of protection for your internet connection.
Okay. So the security on my computer is also contributing to the security on my WordPress website.
In a way, yes. It's more about securing your own access and preventing you from potentially introducing threats to your website through your own devices.
Right.
But when we talk specifically about bolstering the security of your WordPress website itself, the focus often shifts to WordPress firewall plugins.
Oh, WordPress plugins.
Yes.
Like, there's a plugin for everything.
It really is.
So what do those do?
So these plugins are specifically designed to operate within the WordPress environment.
Okay.
A good example that's mentioned is the WordFence security plugin.
Okay.
These types of plugins, they actively monitor the traffic coming to your website, looking for known malicious code, suspicious login attempts, and other indicators of potential hacking activity.
Okay.
They essentially add a security guard right at the entrance of your WordPress installation.
So it's like an additional layer of protection.
Exactly.
On top of what my hosting company might already be doing.
That's right.
Okay. That seems like a smart thing to do.
It can be a valuable addition.
Right.
But this is where our sources emphasize the importance of careful consideration and communication.
Okay.
Before installing a firewall plugin on your WordPress site, it's highly recommended to reach out to your website, hosting company's IT security team.
Okay, so why is that?
Because there's a potential for conflicts between different security programs.
Okay.
If you have a robust firewall already in place at the server level, adding a plugin that performs similar functions in a different way could lead to unexpected issues.
So it's like having two security guards who are like not talking to each other.
Exactly. They might get in each other's way or even create new vulnerabilities.
Wow. So more isn't always better.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
The goal is a well-coordinated security strategy.
Gotcha.
Not just an accumulation of tools.
Okay. Another thing that our sources stressed was the need to verify the authenticity and ongoing support of any WordPress firewall plugin.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So in the WordPress plugin ecosystem, it's crucial to choose plugins from reputable developers who have a track record of providing timely updates and support.
Okay.
Security threats are constantly evolving.
Right.
So a plugin that isn't regularly updated might not be able to protect against the latest vulnerabilities.
So it's like if my security guard falls asleep on the job, then what good is he?
That's a great analogy.
Right.
Yeah, you want to be sure that the developer is actively maintaining the plugin and addressing any reported issues or security flaws.
Okay.
Additionally, as we discussed, you need to be reasonably confident that the plugin won't clash with the existing security measures on your server.
Right. So it's not just a one-time setup. I install the plugin.
It's an ongoing process.
Right. I've got to keep coming back and making sure that it's updated and that it's working.
Website security is an ongoing process of monitoring, updating, and adapting to the changing threat landscape.
Okay. So one of the things that our sources said was that the decision to implement a firewall for a WordPress website depends on many highly individual factors and advises seeking knowledgeable WordPress admin help.
Absolutely.
So what are some of those individual factors?
So some of the factors that you might consider are things like the type of content on your website, whether you handle sensitive user data, the volume of traffic your site receives, your own technical comfort level in managing security settings, and the resources that you're willing to invest in security.
So like a personal blog probably doesn't need as much security as like an e-commerce site that's dealing with people's credit card information.
A personal blog with non-sensitive information is going to have different security needs than an e-commerce site that's processing financial transactions.
Yeah, so it depends on a lot of different factors.
It does.
Okay.
And that's why it's often a good idea to consult with a WordPress professional who understands security best practices.
Okay.
Get advice.
Okay, so let's summarize what we talked about. Firewalls, they're like the gatekeepers.
Yeah, they're the first line of defense.
Right, for our WordPress website. They watch all the traffic.
Yeah.
And they're looking for bad stuff.
They're looking for anything suspicious.
Right.
Anything malicious.
They're not perfect.
No, they're not foolproof.
Right.
And if we set them up too strictly, they can actually cause problems.
Like locking ourselves out.
Exactly.
We talked about different types of firewalls. We talked about hardware firewalls.
Which are usually handled at the hosting level.
Right. And we talked about software firewalls.
Which can include plugins for WordPress.
Right. And if we're going to use a plugin,
we need to talk to our hosting company.
Absolutely.
And make sure that everything's going to work together.
Communication is key.
Right.
You want to make sure everything's playing nicely together.
And we want to make sure that we're choosing a reputable plugin.
Yes. One that's actively maintained and updated regularly.
And that it's not going to conflict with anything else that's going on.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
And ultimately, the right security strategy is tailored to your individual needs.
Okay.
And seeking expert guidance is often the most prudent approach.
Great. Okay. So that was a lot of information.
Yeah, it was a good deep dive.
But I think we covered some really important stuff.
Absolutely. And it brings us to a really important question.
Okay.
Given how much online threats are constantly changing. And given the potential for those conflicts between security tools that we talked about.
Right.
What proactive steps can you take to make sure your WordPress firewall,
whether it's provided by your host or a plugin, remains a robust and current layer of security over the long term.
Okay, so think about that.
Yeah.
How are you going to stay informed about new security risks? How regularly are you reviewing your website's security configuration?
It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Right.
You got to stay on top of it.
And what ongoing best practices can you implement to maintain a strong defense as the digital landscape continues to evolve?
It's not just about installing a firewall. It's about actively managing your website's security posture.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Into WordPress firewalls.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, it was. All right, we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.